Yeah. All right, if I can convene the meeting, hold on one second. Item one, approval of the meeting minutes for the August 16th, 2023 virtual surf meeting. Is there a motion on that?
Mr. Chair, Mark Petrosimo, make a motion for approval, please.
So moved.
And Kathy Gray, second.
Second, is there discussion on this motion? In the absence of a motion properly made and second, all in favor indicate by aye. I'll ask for your voice vote. Trustee Graves.
Aye.
Trustee Whetstone.
Aye.
Trustee Elicker.
Aye.
Trustee Petrosimone. Trustee Petrosimone. Maria Marco. Trustee Petrosimone.
You're on mute.
You're on mute, Mark.
Aye.
Thank you. Trustee Gormany.
Aye.
Trustee Sagnola is also an aye. I'd like to put item two on hold for a moment. Go to item three. Item three is an age annuity, rule of 80, early retirement, information only. Does not require the deliberation or vote of the trustees. Is there, unless there's a question that the trustees might have on item three? If not, I'll go to item four. Item four, contribution withdrawals. Again, information only. Are there any questions, administrative questions, the trustees might have on item four? If not, I'll go to item five. Death after retirement, Carmen Doria. I'd like to take a moment, ask to request the trustees for a moment of silence for the repose of the soul of Carmen Doria. Rest in peace. Thank you. Item six, payment of bills. Board's pleasure.
This is
Mr. Chair,
Kathy.
Mark Petrosimo.
Yes. Yes, Mark.
This is Kathy.
Was
So,
going to.
okay.
I'll second Mark.
Okay.
Mark made the motion. Kathy has seconded it. Is there discussion on this motion? In the absence of a motion properly made and seconded, I'd like to call upon the trustees for their voice vote. Trustee Graves.
Aye.
Trustee Whetstone.
Aye.
Trustee Elicker.
Aye.
Trustee Petrosimone. Mark.
Aye. My computer's fading in and out here, but
Yeah, that happens to me.
aye.
Trustee Gormany.
Aye.
And Trustee Sagnella is also an aye. Under, let's see, item seven, is there any old business that the trustees would like to entertain? If not, I'll go on to item eight. Is there any new business that the trustees would like to introduce? All right, under that, at this point, I'd like to return back to the agenda item two, administrative matters, Hooker and Holcomb contract renewal. Is there any commentary from legal counsel and Liana?
Hi, this is Leanna. So Hooker and Holcomb, as you know, we've had for many, many, many decades. We did do a contract in 2019 that is up in October of this year. So we do have David and Rich here from Hooker and Holcomb to discuss a possible contract.
Well, let me just ask this question right off the get-go. Have any of the terms and conditions or rates changed in this new contract, the proposed contract? Carolyn?
Well, we haven't received any, proposal from Hooker and Holcomb. So I guess the trustees need to decide whether or not they want to extend the contract. And I think we need to hear from Hooker and Holcomb whether the terms can remain the same or we need to change them.
Richard, do you have any commentary on where your contract proposal is?
Yeah, well, I mean, we value City of New Haven as a client. It'd be a joy working with, the city and the team over in the pension department. We're content with the terms of the contract. We're not looking for any changes in the terms. We do have to look at the fees. We've held fees level for 4 years. Some of our costs for the software are going up, so we'll have to take a look at that. But otherwise, no, we're content with the contract.
Well, I think we know what your fee proposal is because this contract's going to expire at the end of October.
Okay. We can put that together.
Well, do you anticipate a precipitous increase in fees? I mean, a minimal? I know you don't have exact figures for us, but...
Probably more like inflationary.
Okay.
We can put something together. We can work with Leanna and Carolyn and put a couple options together and see what you prefer.
Very good. Do the trustees have any other questions of Richard David at this point? All right, if you could put some numbers together and let the staff and our legal counsel review it and bring it back to possibly next meeting.
No, it's got to be the next meeting.
Yeah, okay.
And also, Dave and Rich, I looked at some of the exhibits, and I think we need to go carefully through them. Some wording needs to be changed. So, I looked at some of the exhibits yesterday, and I think we need to, maybe Dave and I can work through what needs to be changed on the exhibits.
Sure.
And this is just a question, and I don't recall. I know that we did a search several years ago, and I don't recall if we have written that we have to do a search every 3 years or so. I'm not sure.
So you're not required to, but you certainly it's an option. And you're right. You did do a request for a proposal. I think, Leanna, did... 3 years ago, were there any other responses other than from Hooker and Holcomb? Do you recall?
I don't know if we did an RFP for Hooker and Holcomb. I don't remember in 2019. I don't think there was an RFP done.
We did. If you look at the contract, it says we did that.
Okay, then I'm not sure.
We did do a search. I'm just...
Yeah, at one point, the search was done for all of our professionals.
Exactly.
Medical services, the legal counsel, and our actuarial.
And it would it be prudent on our part to?
I think you had a file.
Make this a practice.
That shows who the respondents were to the actuarial RFP. I don't think there were that many.
I had a quick comment. I mean, Hooker and Holcomb have, in my opinion, been really great. And if there were a problem or their fees went up pretty significantly, then I think maybe we change course, but or put out an RFP to see what the market wants. But if it ain't broke,
don't fix it,
right?
Get me wrong. I'm by no means suggesting that we change, just asking a question.
Sure. Yeah, and I think it's good to talk about that. My suggestion would be we wait to see what the, the proposed, if there's any changes to the contract, sounds like they're maybe minimal, and then, and what the fees are, and then we can maybe revisit the discussion.
I agree.
I have a question for Carolyn. In the current contract, is there any language regarding extending the contract?
It says that if, once it expires, we can extend it for The contractor shall continue to provide the services for up to 90 days beyond the expiration date of the agreement at the contractor's hourly fees rates set forth in this contract. So if this contract does expire, we can keep them on at the same terms in terms of money for 90 days after October 31st.
Thank you.
Any other commentary or questions on that item? If not, I'd like to move to item 2B, Bike Mar Ponte and Auld. It's information only. Any commentary from administration?
Yes. Nancy Kalesta sent a few attachments. The Excel files sometimes are a little hard to understand, so I asked her to summarize it, which I also had Taylor include as a PDF. So it just clearly lists out, you know, the you know, what they're still currently watching for the fund, and then it also lists out recent payouts that the fund has received, which I can confirm we have received those four payouts from them. For the settlement, sorry. She did say if anyone had specific questions to let us know and we can reach out to her, but otherwise it seemed pretty straightforward as, you know, these are the two that they're still on watch for and these are the four that have settled and we've received the payments for.
All right, any other question, any other commentary or questions on item 2B? If I could just ask this question, I know we have various legal counsel that works on trying to recoup for the fund any investments that were lost, you know, for dubious reasons. Are we going to be getting another report on that? Because I think at one time I had asked for sort of a comprehensive figure as to what the fund has actually, we get reports and show different things. This is in court, that's in court. But I'd like to know, I'm sure the trustees as fiduciaries would like to know, what has the fund lost because of nefarious movements that some of our investments have encountered? If we could contact the law firms that handle that. Is it one firm now, Carolyn, does that?
Just one firm, yes.
If we can have them just give us a figure. It goes back to a certain date and says, you know, from that date forward, how much money is involved in litigation? How much money in terms of what the fund potentially has lost or has lost? How much of that has been recouped? Because I know that we only get a very small percentage of that back usually after court fees are administered and everything. So I'm sitting here and I really don't have a number that I can give somebody if they ask me. And I think that's an important thing that we should know as trustees as to, you know, what happened to our money in the market that has been lost. Did the other trustees agree?
I will reach out to her. Again, she sends that massive file, so, and I don't have it in front of me to see if it lists, like, if it gives totals on it, but I will send her a separate email. I know we did ask her this. I want to say, I don't remember if it was a year ago, 6 months ago, whenever it was. I know this was asked, so she might have given it to us at that time, but I can ask her an update.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those reports, but again, you almost have to have a degree from Harvard Business School to see read those things.
Yeah.
Or Yale. I don't want to get the mirror upset. But if we could, I'm just looking for figures. That's all I'm looking for.
What period of time, Jerry, should Leanna ask for?
I go back like 3 years. Because again, I always think about that. If I'm on the street and one of our members of the fund says, well, Jerry, you know, I had the news on the other night and there's a lot of stuff going, crazy stuff going on in the market. And, you know, people are doing some crazy things. How much money we lost because of this type of, I don't have an answer for them. And I'm just looking for even a very close ballpark that I can be comfortable with.
And the same for how much we've recouped during the last 3 years. Like those could be very different. You know, those money you recoup could be from periods way before that, but that's the same period of time we're looking for.
How much is it claimed that we lost? Some of the a great amount of this is in current litigation, and some of it's been settled, and we got a tenth of a percent back on it, because I used to see some checks that came through and they were dismal. So if you can do that, I greatly appreciate that. It make me feel better as a trustee. All right,
but I just want to make sure we ask the right questions. So of the money that we've lost in the last 3 years, how much have we recouped? Is that what we're looking? How much have we lost in the last 3 years? And of that money, how much have we recouped?
Right, because then I want to get an idea of what the percentage of recovery is.
But that you may need to go back more years than that.
As a result of the activities that they monitor.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the reports. I remember having them. And they're very comprehensive and extensive, but sometimes they get too into the jargon of that business. And then, I just want a number. Just give me a couple of numbers here.
So basically, you just want to know their value add.
That's it. All right. Is there any other business to be conducted?
I think you've touched on everything.
I think the chairman should get a standing ovation for cutting this so short. All right, then, can I ask the trustees for a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second it, Mark Petrosimone.
I'm just going to ask for all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
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 Let the record say that was unanimous. All right. Thank you very much. Stay safe.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.